The Suitcase, after Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Once a man traveled from Manila to Rome, toting his dead daughter in a Samsonite suitcase, hoping for an audience with the Pope. Her body the odor of tidy linens, her skin maintained its olive glow. He took her out as if unpacking a Stradivarius or laying down a lily of the valley on the settee. The settee in the hotel where he was installed was green and yellow paisley. He owned a tie in that pattern. Ties inside a case with other ties, shoehorn boots and velvet sacks. But where he was welcome most was often where he was his worst. Grander than most, his suitcase once held the Sultan of Brunei, desolate and cursing his handlers who knew he was good to go. Another time he smuggled a modest booty of Poussin's paintings, a bust of Diderot, a mighty, mighty fortress, a walled city of psalms, and shrapnel was his only reward. Like Darwish's country of words, he was in search of land to speak in. Neither miracles nor blessings were made available for the man wishing more for his daughter beyond passing freely through the custom house of heaven. No grief was greater for a parent whose fate it was to outlive his child. Stranger to light cargo, he became a bearer of islands, an entire archipelago.